this is Evander Holyfield, and you're talking sports with Randy Harris.
Randy's on the sports scene, he's working all the time. Brings you all the scores you need, so get him on the line. Pick up the phone and call him now and say what's on your mind. They should pay him double, cause he's working overtime.
Evander Holyfield.
Jim Palmer,
Tony Fernandez, Hardy Nickerson.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Randy.
This is Dale Murphy.
My two men, Randy Sepp.
Drain Iski.
Chris Evert.
George Foreman. And I'm talking sports with Randy.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Randy Harris. I don't think he believes it.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
It's very important you don't stink today.
The Macho Man Randy Savage, and when I want to catch up on all the sports, I listen to the Randy Harris Show. That's the bottom line.
Hey, welcome to one of the last, not the last, but one of the last shows of 2014 for Talking Sports. This is Wegs across from me in studio, the one, the only, the man, the myth, the legend, Randy Harris.
And I'm in an argument on Facebook as we speak.
This is my surprise face.
Where's the little dude that's supposed to be on my shoulder?
I don't know. He's obviously taking a nap after his lunch today.
Well, no, you know, and we're going to get into it. And I just sent out an email, Ed, to fix the phone number that I sent him for our Steve Savanu interview. You know, we've only had him on this program for like 4 or 5 years now. And I continue to lose the number. I continue to turn an 8 into a 7 or a 6 or whatever. So the argument that I'm with is a local guy in the Tampa Bay area.
Okay.
Somehow, I don't know how, but somehow he is in the MMA world. He has a company,
okay.
Blah, 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 blah. So he put up a post about this lawsuit.
Right.
And I basically said that it's stupid.
The lawsuit.
The lawsuit.
Okay. Gotcha.
And then I commented, you know, what they were saying is that it's not fair for fighters to bust their ass, you know, go into debt, blah, 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 blah. And I'm not making little of it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'm not making fun of it. I'm just saying and all these other things. While the other company, Zuffa, is making millions and millions of dollars.
Mm-hmm.
So I compared it to back in the day when I signed a contract at a radio station. And I was making $15 an hour, and another morning host was making $300 an hour.
Okay.
I said, it's the same thing. Is it not the same thing?
Yeah.
Now, a guy came back, and I said, touche. You know, he said something about, you know, how long is your career? You know, what is the chance of bodily injury? And I said, yeah, good point.
That's a good point.
I said, good point.
One that I have not heard brought up yet.
I said, I've only had 2 death threats. So the chance of injury has been smaller than guys
but still there
train and whatever.
What's that movie ever Clear and Present Danger?
Oh, I don't know.
Yeah.
What is
never
that?
Mind.
Okay, you're asking me a movie question.
Yeah, that was bad on my part.
You know, so the guy came back with he said that he's really shocked on my stance because he thought I was a big, you know, fan of MMA, friend of MMA and MMA fighters, and I am. You know, I support MMA fighters. I support the companies. I support what's right. My thing is, and this is all I'm saying about the whole thing, you know, is there a right to law? Yeah, there's a right to sue. Absolutely. I have a problem when you sign a contract and make an agreement. You negotiate, you make an agreement for whatever, and then you sue because you're not happy with it. I didn't realize that the company is making millions of dollars. So now I want to sue. You know, and I understand that Zuffa has said, you know, forever and ever how much money was lost at the beginning, you know, that they were,
sure.
You know, in, what is it, red or black? Red.
They were in the red.
Okay.
Absolutely. I think with the tough one finale, I think they had thrown literally their last little bit. They put everything they had in that just to be able to put it on, and they were hoping that it would spark, and it happened to do so. So yeah, they were definitely in the red. They had nothing left.
They bought the time on Spike.
Yeah.
You know, but on and on and on.
Absolutely.
And on and on. So again, I don't want people to think that I'm not supporting fighters. I think fighters and athletes and talk show hosts and whatever should try to negotiate and try to get as much as they humanly can. But once you sign a deal, you have to live with it until that deal is up, and then you can look elsewhere. You know, and they're saying, the one guy came back with, well, you had the opportunity to leave. They couldn't. I couldn't leave. I had a contract. You know, I had an agreement. I had whatever until that contract was up and I decided to go another route. You know, I decided to, you know, go out and seek sponsorships myself when I got Microsoft, when I got some of these other companies on board. You know, I found another way, like fighters, like athletes, like construction workers, like whatever.
Anybody and everybody. And when, especially if you're a new fighter first coming into the game, or at least you've established yourself on the pro circuit and have gotten to the UFC level, once you're there, you sign your first contract. It's up to you to perform to the point where once that contract is up, now you have some negotiating power to be able to leverage more money, more benefits, whatever the dealings are, to be able to say, hey, give me more money. Because if you're not producing, then why should they give you more than you're worth? You have to create your worth.
It'll be interesting how it plays out. You know, I don't, I honestly, and again, I'm a fool. I know that. I don't know how Zuffa loses. It's not a monopoly. You sign a contract, you agree to whatever. There is Bellator, there is World Series of Fighting.
And others.
Yeah. And they worded it that there's not other equal competition. Not that there's not competition.
Right.
Dana White has always called the UFC the NFL, you know, which it is. It's the ultimate. It's the biggest. But, you know, again, if you're not happy in the NFL, go to Canada and play in the Canadian Football League. You know, is it all about – see, and I put this on there. You know, the thing that is, athletes have always said – and it's not true. Athletes have always said it's not about the money. It's always about the money.
Yeah.
You know, and again, just say what it is. It's always about the money. All right, I tried to do a little bit of research.
Just a tad.
On this next thing that I'm going to bring up. I reached out to a friend of mine that is on the city council of the city of St. Petersburg.
Okay.
He has not gotten back to me. Okay. Shocking. I understand that a council member has been on other shows and whatever. You know, okay. Whatever, whatever.
I'm pretty sure mum's the word for at least a little bit, to some extent.
But I guess a council person was on another radio station.
So it was radio?
It was radio.
Okay.
People are up in arms in Tampa.
Sure.
You know, they're up in arms. Now, what I caught the gist of, I think it was late last night, the fact that the city of St. Petersburg asked, and I could be wrong, this is alleged, where's Danny Alvarez when you need him? Busy.
He's running the Republican Party in the state of Florida.
Right, he's busy running the party. That the city of St. Pete was willing to negotiate. And I guess there's something about the land down there that if they do something on the land, it's split.
If they develop it,
it's 50-50.
50-50, correct.
So the Tampa Bay Rays wanted out of their contract to look elsewhere and possibly go to the city of Tampa, but they were not willing to go lower on the 50-50 split on the development of the property.
So I want my cake.
Right. I want to eat it.
And I want to eat it too.
Yep.
Okay. How does that make sense? I mean, you have to understand that if you're leaving the Trop because it sucks so bad, then you are leaving the Trop and the land that comes with it, that you don't have a stake to that.
As a baseball fan, and I'm saying this to you, not to me, how many baseball stadiums, minor league, major league, you know, whatever, have you been to in your lifetime across the country?
I'd say a total, minor and major, probably 10, 11.
Compare the Trop as a fan to some of the others that you've been to.
Some of them were worse, and then they got new stadium. I'm not going to lie. Like Synergy Field in Cincinnati, I wasn't a huge fan of Synergy. The stadium itself was kind of crappy. The location was okay. It's downtown Cincinnati, right on the river. And then they built Great American Ballpark. Beautiful stadium. Same location, so that's no different. I've been to, well, I will say I have been to the Oakland Coliseum. Not a fan in any way, shape, or form. The Trop is significantly better, and the area around it is significantly better than Oakland. Been to Dodger Stadium, Chavez Ravine. Been to Fenway. Been to, let's see, where else? Actually, Major League, that might be it. I've been to a couple minor league stadiums. But yeah, it's probably middle of the road. It's not near the bottom out of all the stadiums I've been to. I don't have a problem with it.
Well, you know, people complain about the stadium.
Yeah.
People complain about the location. People complain about parking. People have all these complaints that are the same complaints you hear at other stadiums everywhere.
Yeah.
If your stadium is sold out, if the games are sold out, you're going to have parking problems. Okay.
Regardless of what stadium, what sport, what city, does not matter.
And, absolutely. And, you know, what kills me is the dislike that Tampa and St. Pete have for each other. You know, St. Pete people, you know, have said, we support here. We're not going to Tampa. Tampa people have said, well, if you move it to Tampa, we'll come to the game.
Then, but we won't go to St. Pete.
Why won't you come to St. Pete?
Yeah.
Well, it's a long drive across Howard Franklin. It is. And there is traffic and there is problems. And, you know, it's kind of like the you want your cake and eat it too.
Mm-hmm.
When I do my Monday night radio show, which, by the way, will be the finale Monday night out at the Press Box Sports Emporium with Danny Lansana.
Get him to the Pro Bowl, people.
Yeah, he really deserves to be there. I'll tell you what. But Danny Lansana and Kevin Carter.
Mm-hmm.
I leave to do a 7 o'clock radio show at 4 o'clock because I know there's going to be traffic. I know there might be problems. I know there could be, you know, so I leave early. Now, people are going to say, well, I can't do that because I work. But you're going to have the same issues if you put that stadium down where whatever the arena is called this week.
Emily Arena.
Okay.
Yeah, channel side area.
It's a cluster, you know.
Oh, my God. That parking would be abysmal. It's hard enough with media credentials and parking pass. It's hard enough to go to a Lightning game sometimes and then try to get out of that mess. It would be even worse if you put another stadium there.
All right, we're going to hit a quick break. I know we're a couple minutes over. When we come back, we have been in contact with Steve Savanio. And the item that we're giving away today, I mean, they're all awesome items. But today we're going to talk about the ANC 70 with a SRP of $199.95. So a $200 item we will give away later on tonight. Steve Savanio from Audio Technica when we return.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
PostShare is the first mobile application that lets you post and share real-time content socially. Track the views and get rewarded for it. With an easy posting process, it's time you, the user, get rewarded for your posts. Download for free from the App Store and Google Play. Construction companies always face hiring challenges. Do you need temporary help on your project? Or maybe you want a true partner for all of your staffing needs? StaffZone is construction staffing excellence, providing both skilled and general labor positions. And we want to work for you. For all of your construction staffing needs, call us at 877-247-ZONE or visit us online at thestaffzone.com to find your local branch. Our staffing professionals are eager and ready to earn your business. That's 877-247-ZONE.
Buccaneer Beads, Inc. specializes in having the largest selection and lowest pricing on Gasparilla, Mardi Gras parade beads, and party needs in Tampa Bay. Buccaneer Beads, Inc. is family-owned and operated by a mother-daughter team and a member of the Ybor Chamber of Commerce. Buccaneer Beads, Inc. offers a wide variety of products and services, including discounts and wholesale pricing on bulk orders. Call Buccaneer Beads today at 813-664-8571 or stop by 3808 East Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard. Got booty? Get booty at Buccaneer Beads.
AthleteOriginals.com features original t-shirt designs by athletes for the fans, available for men, women, and children. Over 70 athletes call AthleteOriginals.com home, including Tampa Bay linebacker Jonathan Casillas and lineman Will Golston. Baseball, football, basketball, and hockey are covered, but so is MMA, curling, track and field, and much more. Don't be like everyone else. Be original. Check them out online at AthleteOriginals.com and enjoy the easy-to-use website and shop by sport, athlete, brand, or design. AthleteOriginals.com. You will be glad you did.
Amy's Day Spa is a luxury full-service day spa located in South Tampa at 2001 West Kennedy Boulevard. You'll be welcomed with warm personal attention the moment you walk in the door. We have a wonderful staff that strive to make you feel and look your absolute best. It is our mission to help you relax and escape the pressure and stress that stand in your way of achieving a healthier, more vibrant, and youthful you. Call Amy and her staff today at 813-348-1373.
Build your collection at Shooter's World. Refine your skills on the five-star gun range at Shooter's World. Attend a class led by expert instructors at Shooter's World. Shooter's World is located at 116 East Fletcher in Tampa and is Florida's largest firearm store, indoor public shooting range, and training facility. Shooter's World also offers quite the unique and exciting venue for your party or corporate events. For more information, call 813-381-1111 or shootersworld.com. Shooter's World is a proud sponsor of the Players Show and Go Bucks!
The Press Box Sports Emporium is Tampa's favorite place to watch the big game. Known for their chicken wings and the best burgers in town, the Press Box also features a full menu, daily happy hours and specials, and of course a special menu for the kids. Check out the new 12-draft system, or the boxing, or WWE pay-per-view parties. Go to PressBoxSports.com for more information and money-saving coupons. Proudly serving South Tampa for over 20 years. The Press Box Sports Emporium at 222 South Dale Mabry in Tampa.
Regal Entertainment Group, where we do entertainment big. Regal Cinemas Theaters feature stadium seating, crystal clear picture quality, and the latest of digital surround sound. Interested in free movies, popcorn, soft drinks, and more? Join the Regal Crown Club. Membership is free. As a member, you'll earn credits for free concessions and movie tickets, learn about monthly offers, and can create your own personalized movie page. Sign up at regmovies.com or at any Regal Cinemas Theater. Become a Regal Crown Club member today.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
This is a powerful pound, the best fighter in the world, Floyd Mayweather, and you're talking sports with Randy, the best in the world, Harris.
I want you to think about this while we bring Steve Savanu on. I just received a press release, an email, a story, whatever. CM Punk, this is his quote: "I would fight Anderson Silva tomorrow." So think about that while we talk about one of my favorite products in the entire world from Audio Technica, Steve Savanu. Steve, how are you?
Good, Randy. How are you?
Not too bad. How's the weather up in the very cold north?
Well, you know, they say the weather outside is frightful, but the fire here at home is so delightful. So let it snow, let it snow, let it snow. It's cold. It's definitely not Tampa weather. I'd rather be down there on the beach.
Yeah, I do feel bad that I'm in flip-flops and shorts, but that's just how it is. Nothing.
Well, you know, I'm in sweatpants and sweatshirts, and I'm keeping warm, and that's all that matters.
No, what really matters is we are talking about an awesome product today just before the holidays, and we're going to give one of these away, the ATH ANC 70. Let's talk a little bit about this product.
You know, this is part of our QuietPoint active noise canceling headphone line, and these guys are over-the-ear headphones with built-in active noise cancellation. And, you know, it's right at the time when a lot of people are going to be traveling and a lot of people are looking for that last-minute gift idea. And this is perfect for the traveler because it's got active noise cancellation that is going to reduce environmental noise by up to 90%. But yet its big 40-millimeter drivers are going to give you a powerful bass, accurate mid-range, and extended treble. So they're great listening phones as well as offering that noise cancellation feature.
You know, Stephen, we've talked in great detail over the past couple weeks and couple months about the earbuds and the in-ear and the over-ear. And, you know, there's a different product, you know, for every person. You know, some like in-ear, over-ear. These are just different. You know, I use the in-ear all the time. We've talked about that. I love using these. They cover the whole ear. I can block out everything when I'm on the plane, when I'm doing whatever. And it just, I can, what is it, Calgon, take me away? Well, I can do that with these headphones.
Well, you know, the nice thing about these is they are over-the-ear headphones, but they're not super heavy. And we've got memory foam both on the headband and the ear cups. So they're going to literally cushion themselves around your ears and on your head. You know, so if you do, you know, on a long trip, cross country, going to see some relative or something, and you want to, you know, knock out that screaming kid behind you and the drone of the airplane, these guys are the best out there. They're just phenomenal sounding headphones. Plus, they also have the integrated control to control your smartphone and your music player.
And I was just going to throw out, it always seems that there's a youngster in the seat behind me. So at least I can block out the volume as he's kicking the back of my seat.
That's right. I got to pay him more so he kicks the seat harder.
They typically do a good job. Correct me if I'm wrong. This is also one of the headphones that, you know, God forbid your battery dies on a plane at 30,000 feet, it's not going to affect.
Well, you know, that's true because unlike some of the competitive products out there, when their battery goes, the system's useless. I mean, the headphones don't function anymore. Ours, if the battery dies, you do lose the active noise cancellation feature, but the headphones will still pass audio. And, you know, you're in the hurry and you forgot to check your battery, and lo and behold, halfway between here and New York City, or wherever your destination may be, the battery dies. But with these headphones, they'll still pass audio, but you will not have the active noise cancellation running, and they still sound phenomenal.
You know, something else that I'd like you to talk about for a second, Steve, the fact that, you know, a lot of times you get on a plane, and like I said, you're kind of all into yourself. The problem is the guy next to you, if you're not using some headphones, the guy next to you, you can always hear his music in his headphones, yet that doesn't happen with Audio-Technica, and that doesn't happen with these.
Correct. You know, and even if you don't want to listen to your music, because they've got a detachable cable, you can detach the cable and still turn on the noise cancellation feature and just let it drown out the drone or the background noise or the seatmate next to you.
There you go. That's awesome. I never even thought about that. What's before I let you go, what's your holiday plans?
My holiday plans are to kind of stick around here and go see friends and so on and just kind of lay low, as they say, because I've got a busy, busy January.
You do have some stuff, and I was going to throw that out. Our next Knockout Radio show will be live from the CES Wednesday night, and hopefully you'll be able to stop by. We have Seth Gold from Hardcore Pawn coming. We have Frank Trigg from Hawaii 5-0 coming. So it's going to be a great big party from 3 to 5 Pacific time on what day? That's the 8th, right?
That is January 8th.
From the CES, so I'm looking forward to having you on that night as well.
Well, if I can make it out there, I will definitely stop by. Don't know at this point in time because of schedules and things, if that'll happen. But if I can, I definitely will. It's always fun to hang with you guys and enjoyed it last year. And if not, give us a call from CES and we'll come in via phone.
Oh, we'll definitely do it one way or another. Have a very happy holiday, and we'll talk to you in a couple of weeks.
Yep, have a safe Christmas and a very happy new year, and enjoy that warm weather. You know, send some of that up there to me. You know, maybe you can bottle it or something.
We'll box it up. I'll send you a box.
Fantastic. Take care, Randy. Have a happy holiday, and we'll talk to you after the first of the year.
Absolutely. Thanks, Steve. Steve Savanu, everybody, and we will have that drawing at 11:59:59 tonight for the 199.99. Well, I think it was 9.5. Who's going to argue over 4 cents? Kick-ass pair of headphones. We will give those away tonight. And no, you will not receive them in time for Christmas.
Nah.
Unless you drive to the radio station. Which means we're going to have to because we're in the bunker.
Yeah.
Some work's going to start on the bunker again.
What?
Yeah. We're going to put a couple new monitors in here.
All right.
And that way I can talk less and watch more TV while you guys talk.
Sounds good. Speaking of talking more, CM Punk, as you said, started running his mouth about trying to take on, or at least willing to take on Anderson Silva as his first fight right now. I think Anderson Silva, 5 minutes after breaking his leg against Chris Weidman, could still beat CM Punk in that first fight.
We'll get back to CM Punk. We'll get back to the UFC. We do need to touch base on this weekend. UFC on Fox, whatever number it is, I think it is. CB Dalloway taking on Machida.
This is Fight Night 58 in Brazil.
There you go. I want to talk a little bit about the Tampa Bay Buccaneers.
Okay.
And I will be curious as to the product that we see on the field this Sunday. They're taking on, obviously, the Green Bay Packers.
If not
the number one of the top two, because it's between them and Arizona right now. Mm-hmm. With the loss of Gerald McCoy,
yes,
who went on IR, you know, heart and soul, you know, Danny Lansana, all the guys that have been coming out have said that. I think, you know, Gerald is one of those guys, a little bit different than Derek Brooks in the fact that he leads by example, as did Derek Brooks, but Gerald is also very vocal. Gerald, you know, is a big talker in the locker room. You know, he lets a lot of the stuff come to him instead of his teammates. Even though he'll be there on Sunday, with him not being in uniform, how is that going to affect the mentality, not the product,
yeah,
the mentality of the players on the field with their leader not being there?
Absolutely. You have to expect that there is going to be some sort of effect and not a good one, because sure, he can be there in the locker room talking before the game, during halftime, what have you. He can be on the sidelines trying to, if he can move around all that well, because it was a knee injury. He can be trying to hype people up or giving advice, stuff like that, on the sidelines. But if he's not on the field, that will play into not only the mentality, but also the product from a mentality standpoint. Yes, you have to fill that gap, and they'll use DaQuan Bowers to do so. But then you have to think the mentality for the linebackers. Okay, I know that McCoy's not there, so not only will Bowers have to fill that gap, but we may have to step in and fill that gap. That might affect the way the Packers run their offense. And so you have to play that mind game of what are they going to do, knowing that the other team knows that McCoy isn't there. So
now the flip side,
it's all together.
I understand that. And the flip side, you know, again, I'm doing the little dudes on both of my shoulders.
Sure.
A lot of the guys on this team are still fighting for jobs. They're fighting to return next year. They're fighting for, if they're not going to be here, that somebody's going to see good tape. So they're going to have to fight through knowing that the leader's not on the field. They're going to have to go out there and I hate the 110, 150, because you can't give more than 100%. But I expect the effort to be as good, if not better, than ever. The product, again,
remains to be seen.
Remains to be seen. You're taking on the Green Bay Packers. Anything, you know, could happen. But I expect the effort to at least be there.
And going back to the playing the spoiler role for the rest of the season, Green Bay knows that this is a big game for them.
Sure.
Because not only are they towards the top of their division.
They're not leading the division anymore.
Right, they're not leading. So if they lose to the Bucs and the Lions beat Chicago in Chicago, then that they're out of it. So they still have
Can I just interrupt one second?
Sure.
Let me just rephrase what you're saying. If Green Bay loses to Tampa and when Detroit beats Chicago.
Fair enough. Sunday, yes, there we go. All right. That's a good point. That may be a foregone conclusion. So they know that a lot is actually riding on this game. And so you're going to see 100% of the Packers as well. Bucks are going to have to bring 100%, but you'll see 100% of the Packers as well. So that we'll see how that goes. Obviously, Aaron Rodgers is only one threat. They have Eddie Lacy. They have Clay Matthews on the other side of the ball. They have
a couple of decent receivers.
Yeah. Jordy Nelson. I don't know if you've heard of him.
No, not at all. All right. Before we hit a break, I want to tell you about a scam that's going around the Tampa Bay area. I saw it on Facebook, and I'm going to try to paraphrase. I tried to find it to read it to my wife last night, and I couldn't, so I had to paraphrase it, you know, for her as well. So I guess there's these two knockout women that approach you in a Walmart, in a grocery store, you know, in a whatever parking lot, and they ask if you'd be kind enough to give them a ride to McDonald's.
Right.
As soon as they get in the car, the one strips naked and basically attacks you as you're getting ready to drive, while the other one, you know, goes into your pants pocket and takes your wallet and whatever. So the story that I was reading said that it happened to this person twice yesterday and once today, and that he went back to Walmart to purchase more wallets. Nothing.
No, I'm reading it on my Facebook right now.
Oh, you found it?
Yeah. I've seen it a couple times. I have. And yeah, you paraphrased it perfectly. These two harlots not only take your wallet, but you never even make it to McDonald's, so you've already lost 11 pounds. Keep a lookout for them. I find lunchtime and around 5:30 the best times.
It was kind of fun. 866-1013-40. If you want to pick up the phone, feel free to do it. We have a couple Paul Heyman DVDs from last night's broadcast to give away. We can take your calls. Wicked Good Cupcakes. A lot of stuff to present to you as gifts. Text us, tweet us, Facebook us, whatever you'd like to do. Thanks to PostShare.com that continues to support us. With that said, we're going to go hit our second, I think, break of the afternoon.
This is the TAN Talk Radio Network.
PostShare is the first mobile application that lets you post and share real-time content socially. Track the views and get rewarded for it. With an easy posting process, it's time you, the user, get rewarded for your posts. Download for free from the App Store and Google Play.
If you want to look your best, you need Mick for Hair. Mick Ferrari is Tampa Bay's hairstylist to the stars. Mick has spent 25 years keeping the Bay Area beautiful and is the official hair care provider for Talking Sports. To look your best, you need to go to the best. And the best in the Bay is Mick Ferrari. For information or to book your consultation with Mick, visit his website at mickforhair.com. That's mickforhair.com. Call Mick for Hair direct at 727-573-9711. That's 573-9711.
Construction companies always face hiring challenges. Do you need temporary help on your project, or maybe want a true partner for all your staffing needs? StaffZone is construction staffing excellence, providing both skilled and general labor positions, and we want to work for you. For all your construction staffing needs, call us at 877-247-ZONE or visit us online at thestaffzone.com to find your local branch. Our staffing professionals are eager and ready to earn your business.
Check out our friends at West Chase Golf Club just north of the airport off the Veteran Expressway for a beautiful and challenging course. I've been out there many times and the greens are great. Quiet, upscale, but very public, West Chase is consistently ranked in the top 10 nationally and number one in the state of Florida for customer service by the National Golf Foundation. Ask about the Advantage Card. Just $25 for Florida residents and you'll get up to 40% off your greens fees, free use of the GPS system, and a bunch more. Log on to westchasegc.com for more. West Chase Golf Club. It's not private. You'll just think it is.
This holiday season, skip the caroling and unwrap the excitement of a very unsilent night. Metro PCS, Circle K, 1-800-ASK-GARY and your Southern Ford dealers present Monster Jam. January 17th and again, February 7th. Get ready for two all different shows with 16 different Monster Jam trucks each, including Monster Mutt, Max D, Gravedigger, and more. Plus, don't miss never-before-seen stunts only for the January 17th show. Super Value seats are still just $15. Or save 20% with a two-show ticket and go to both shows for as low as $24. Tickets go up $5 more day of show, so buy now and save at Ticketmaster. Charge at 800-745-3000 or at Ticketmaster.com. Additional fees apply plus $275 facility fee. Monster Jam. Brought to you by Dairy Queen and PKT, the official tire of Monster Jam. It's the holiday gift with horsepower. January 17th and February 7th, Raymond James Stadium.
West Coast Van Rentals has proudly served all of Florida and South Georgia for over 20 years. They specialize in 12 and 15 passenger van rentals and offer statewide delivery service. At West Coast Van Rentals, they don't just pick you up, they actually bring the vans to you. For reservations, call 1-800-600-VANS and mention promo code WTAN1340 for a 10% discount off your daily and weekly rates.
AthletesOriginals.com features original t-shirt designs by athletes for the fans and available for men, women, and children. Over 70 athletes call AthleteOriginals.com home, including Tampa Bay linebacker Jonathan Casillas and lineman Will Golston. Baseball, football, basketball, and hockey are covered. So is MMA, curling, track and field, and much more. Don't be like everyone else. Be original. Check them out online at AthleteOriginal.com and enjoy easy-to-use website and shopping by sport, athlete, brand, or design. AthleteOriginals.com. You will be glad you did.
The Press Box Sports Emporium is Tampa's favorite place to watch the big game. Known for their chicken wings and the best burgers in town, the Press Box also features a full menu, daily happy hours and specials, and of course a special menu for the kids. Check out the new 12-draft system, or the boxing, or WWE pay-per-view parties. Go to PressBoxSports.com for more information and money-saving coupons. Proudly serving South Tampa for over 20 years, the Press Box Sports Emporium at 222 South Dale Mabry in Tampa.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
It's Chuck the Iceman Liddell, and you're talking sports with Randy Harris.
And I remember when VJ Upton got, I don't remember if he got traded or signed or whether it was the free agent or how he got.
Yeah, it was free agency for like 70-something million.
All right, so I'm talking to BJ in the locker room, clubhouse. Sorry, I got to remember what sport I'm talking about.
Get it right.
And I said, so arguably the greatest outfield in MLB right now.
Yeah.
You know, with you, with Hayward, and, you know, with his brother Justin. So as I'm thinking back to that conversation that I had with BJ Upton at Bright House Networks Field in Clearwater, would I be wrong in saying, I don't know, maybe the best outfield in Major League Baseball right now would be the San Diego Padres?
Yeah, break them up.
Will Myers. Yeah. Now, the Kemp deal hasn't officially gone through.
It went through less than 24 hours ago. Yes.
Okay, because I saw last night, I didn't think it did. And now they have Justin Upton as well.
Yes. Yeah. Wow. And they have continued to make moves, make trades, and break up the Padres. They I think they're going from not even being contenders to let's win the World Series right now.
Wasn't the Kemp deal take Matt Kemp and we'll give you $35 million?
It was. Yes. It was. They are getting him for five years, $75 million, I believe, is really what they're paying for him. It was on hold for a little bit, I guess. During his physical, he was diagnosed with arthritis, but obviously they have seen through that or addressed the issue to the point where everything was set. And then less than 24 hours later, they pump up their left field spot with Justin Upton. So.
Unbelievable.
Crazy, crazy, crazy.
Unbelievable. Major League Baseball, before you know it, spring training.
Yes, yeah. That is, I think, pitchers catchers report on the February 22nd or 3rd, and then February 28th, everybody else reports.
I don't want to jinx it.
But who's counting?
No, I'm not talking, spring training. I don't want to jinx it. I don't want the karma bug. I don't want any of that stuff. But have you seen what's been posted all over Facebook, all over NBA's websites and .coms and all that kind of stuff? If the season were to end today, a very good chance. Now, again, name recognition, Danny Lansand in the Pro Bowl, will it happen? Name recognition. But Mo Buckets out of St. Petersburg, I love that nickname for him. Maurice Spates would most likely be the sixth man.
Yeah, sixth man of the year award. I shared it earlier. Let's see. Mo Buckets, as the world has come to know him, must be considered one of the early favorites for the Sixth Man of the Year award. Leads all qualified players in scoring per 48 minutes. His player efficiency rating has remained in the top 10 in the league the entire season. Everyone loves an underdog story, and the once-forgotten man has seized every opportunity to become the reserve unit's go-to scorer. Few players can fill it up like him when he's on a roll.
Few players can throw it up like he does.
That's true. And the All-Star game would be the perfect occasion to see that in action.
See, I don't know how the All-Star game, how that whole thing plays out. You know, because he's not going to get voted in. Because outside of the Tampa Bay area and the Oakland area, the Oakland-San Francisco area, very few people know about Maurice Spates. Except for He was in Philadelphia. He was in Memphis. Is that it?
Cavs.
Was he in Cleveland?
Yeah. Oh. Yeah. Sixers, Cavs.
Okay.
Golden.
You know,
Golden
so State. They may know about him, but it's not like he was, you know, a big deal in Cleveland or a big right. deal in Memphis. You know, he was the number one draft pick of the Philadelphia 76ers. So, you know, he may get something up there. But how is the rest of the team picked? Is it the coaches pick it? Is it the players kind of a little bit like the Pro Bowl? Or
let me see if I can look it up. But I apologize. I am the wrong person to ask
How
that.
About I didn't even get credentialed for the Pro Bowl either? The fiasco game in Phoenix, which in a way is good, because the last thing I would want to do is go to Phoenix to cover the Pro Bowl and not cover the Super Bowl. So I'm going to spend the entire time in some awful place called Las Vegas.
So looks like Sixth Man is done by media.
I think I am one of them.
It looks like it. You're a voter?
I think
for that. The NBA Sixth Man.
I just said I think I'm media. I didn't say that I was a voter.
I was going to say. Yes, I would agree with that assessment. So obviously that's good for him. Sticking with St. Pete, let's go back to the Rays real quick. Obviously, Will Myers goes to San Diego. They've been shipping off everybody. Does it seem like, maybe at least to the casual fan, it seems like they're trying to have this fire sale to sort of increase their chances of being able to move the team somewhere. It's almost a major league situation. Lose every game, force attendance so low so that we can go somewhere else, have somebody build a stadium.
How do I want to answer that? Do I want to keep my credentials? Which
now, and I said that
am I looking at?
As a casual fan, that may be the perception from the casual fan.
Yeah. You know, I think part of that is true. I think part of it is they're saying that we can't pay these guys, which I don't believe. I don't believe it. I remember I sat, and I think I've told this story. I sat in the press box a few years ago, and I was on that. The team's not making any money. There's nobody coming to the games. They can't afford. And a pretty well-known person in MLB, I believe he was high up the food chain in the umpires world of baseball, looked at me and said, I loved it. Is this your first day? Which is one of my favorite lines. And I'm like, what are you talking about? And he said, they are making so much money.
Just hand over fist?
Just hand over fist.
Really?
Just hand over fist. So, and it's kind of like the NFL, too. You know, when nobody goes to Ray J, they're still making hand over fist.
Yeah.
You know, there's so many other streams to make money. I think they are trying to play their way out of here. You know, they don't want to be in St. Pete. And I don't see him going to Tampa. And probably after I'm dead, the Rays will be the Las Vegas Rays or the Charlotte Rays or the Montreal Rays. You know, I think it's inevitable that they leave. I really, truly do. This community, somebody put this post up, and I want to say it's my own, but it's not. It's somebody else's that I tend to agree with. We're not a major league area. We're really not. We're most of us, now the next generation is from the Tampa Bay area, but it's still so many people have moved here that they will come and support the Rays, the Lightning, the Bucks, the Magic, you know, if they want to drive that far up, when they play their favorite team. Now you have a core of fans, you know, but just when Carl Crawford came back and for him to be booed his first at bat, you know, when players come back and again, I'm going to get some hate mail for it. I'm going to get my third death threat for it, I'm sure. You know, we don't know. A lot of people in the Tampa Bay area don't know how to be Major League fans.
Now, is that...
To bitch because you have to drive across the Howard Franklin either way is not knowing how to be a Major League fan. Try living in Pennsylvania where you drive 3 hours each way to go to a game. You know, or try being a fan in the New Jersey area where you have to take two trains, a bus, an automobile, and a plane, you know, to get to a Mets or a Yankees game, you know, or whatever. I mean, everybody wants to live right next door to the stadium or the arena, but they don't want to put up with the hassles of the traffic and the people right next door. Do you know how many people have complained in the Carillon area where everybody seems to want the stadium? Everybody seems to want the stadium in the Carillon area, but people that live in the Carillon area. They don't want it there. Businesses want it there. But homeowners don't want it there. Condo owners don't want it there. Nobody wants it because of the traffic, because of the people. You're going to always have traffic. You're going to always have people. Now I'm Ben Saunders. What was the question?
The original question was, does it seem like they're trying to play their way out? That was the original question.
Do you think they've done a whole lot more in selling off now than they did last year, than they did the year before?
Yeah. Yeah.
They've gotten rid of
Price.
No, hold on a second. Price is last year. I just said, do you think they're doing any more now than they did last year, the year before? I would put Price.
Well, yeah.
I would put Price as last year, just like you made me put Anderson Silva on last year.
Because
it was.
Chronologically it was.
Well, and technically so is David Price. David Price was in the 2014 season.
Yeah.
We're now working on and looking at the 2015 season.
If you're looking at the core group of players, you have Longoria, you have Zobrist. I wouldn't call Loney somebody who's a core group yet. He hasn't been here long enough.
And you can't really, use the Madden thing because they didn't let Madden go.
It was his choice.
They didn't cut Madden. They didn't fire Madden. Madden left.
Right.
There was a loophole because he had the proper people.
Yeah, 2 weeks.
MMA fighters that are fighting. You had people looking at writing, doing their contract, and that is what happened. We're going to run out of time. I know that, so let's hit our third break. In case we don't get to the fourth, at least we'll have the third. If you want to pick up the phone, feel free. If not, we can ramble on. There's many a subject still to talk about. We still need to kind of look at the UFC this weekend. The Bucks take on the Green Bay Packers. There's a couple other good games. I have another I just don't understand question for you, and I'll give it to you when we return. This is Talking Sports, brought to you by PostShare.com and the brand new app called Box Me Up, VoxMiUp. We'll be right back. My body lying somewhere in the sands
of time, but I watch the world. This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
PostShare is the first mobile application that lets you post and share real-time content socially. Track the views and get rewarded for it. With an easy posting process, it's time you, the user, get rewarded for your posts. Download for free from the App Store and Google Play.
Got bills? Looking for work, but nobody is hiring? StaffZone is. As the leading provider of commercial construction, industrial, and special event staffing throughout the Southeast and Texas, StaffZone has plenty of work to go around, and they need you now. Don't wait. Go now to www.thestaffzone.com and find a branch closest to you. Work today, get paid today. That's the StaffZone way.
This holiday season, skip the caroling and unwrap the excitement of a very unsilent night. Metro PCS, Circle K, 1-800-ASK-GARY, and your Southern Ford dealers present Monster Jam. January 17th and again, February 7th. Get ready for two all different shows with 16 different Monster Jam trucks each, including Monster Mutt, Max Dean, Grave Digger, and more. Plus, don't miss never-before-seen stunts only for the January 17th show. Superfast. Your seats are still just $15. Or save 20% with a two-show ticket and go to both shows for as low as $24. Tickets go up $5 more day of show, so buy now and save at Ticketmaster. Charge at 800-745-3000 or at Ticketmaster.com. Additional fees apply plus $275 facility fee. Monster Jam. Brought to you by Dairy Queen and PKT, the official tire of Monster Jam. It's the holiday gift with horsepower. January 17th and February 7th, Raymond James Stadium.
Randy Harris from Talking Sports and Knockout Radio for the Lockup Self Storage. One of the downfalls of living in Florida is no basement, so storage is always an issue. If you're in need of a self-storage unit, I highly recommend the Lockup. You'll be surprised how nice and safe the units and buildings are. All units are climate controlled for your valuable items, furniture, and they even have indoor boat and RV parking spaces. Call them today at 866-327-LOCK or thelockup.com. If you call today, you'll receive the first month for $1. Plus, they'll provide a moving truck and lock for free. The Lockup Self-Storage.
With over 20 years of experience, Anywhere Transport is fast and reliable for all your pickup and delivery needs, anytime, anywhere. Offering custom rush messenger service and handling, we have maintained a broad range of services, which uniquely qualifies us to undertake new jobs with the utmost confidence. Call Anywhere Transport toll-free at 800-422-2888 or online at anywheretransport.com. Our prices are competitive and fair, with the goal of pleasing our customers. Florida's premier statewide rush delivery service is Anywhere Transport, spelled N-E-W-H-E-R-E.
Build your collection at Shooter's World. Refine your skills on the 5-star gun range at Shooter's World. Attend a class led by expert instructors at Shooter's World. Shooter's World is located at 116 East Fletcher in Tampa and is Florida's largest firearm store, indoor public shooting range, and training facility. Shooter's World also offers quite the unique and exciting venue for your party or corporate events. For more information, call 813-381-1111 or shootersworld.com. Shooter's World is a proud sponsor of the Players Show and Go Bucks.
The Press Box Sports Emporium is Tampa's favorite place to watch the big game. Known for their chicken wings and the best burgers in town, the Press Box also features a full menu, daily happy hours and specials, and of course a special menu for the kids. Check out the new 12 draft system or the boxing or WWE pay-per-view parties. Go to PressBoxSports.com for more information and money-saving coupons. Proudly serving South Tampa for over 20 years. The Press Box Sports Emporium at 222 South Dale Mabry in Tampa.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
This is Bob the Beast Sapp, and you're listening to Talking Sports with Randy Harris. I'm going to knock him out.
I was going to start singing. It was just time to sing. Exactly. Real quickly, you know, before we talk a little bit more about the NFL and my little that I thought it was funny that it's the special edition of Thursday Night Football on Saturday. Wouldn't it just be football on Saturday? But they're making a big deal out of that there's a big Thursday night special on Saturday. Well, really,
then
football's on
Thursday
Sunday.
Night.
Right. It's not Thursday. We didn't mention, as we talked about your Tampa Bay Rays, that presently play at Tropicana Field on Central Avenue in St. Petersburg.
For the moment.
The fact that Kevin Cash named, I don't think it's his full coaching staff, but it does include new first base, is it first base or third base? Rocco Baldelli is playing.
First base coach.
Okay.
Correct.
The bigger deal is to be the third base, right?
Yes, that is true.
First base, just staying there and pat ass when he runs by.
Yeah, and you're responsible for bringing his...
Right, this stuff back to the dugout.
Shin guard.
You know, and seriously, what does the first base coach do? He yells back.
Yeah.
You know, when you're on first, or, you know, maybe he'll scream to you at second. But the signals come from third.
Yes.
You know, the decision to try to score on a single or whatever comes from third.
Right.
So
he tells you to get back, and if the ball gets by, he tells you, run, go.
In case you're not smart enough to go.
Back or go.
When you see the ball get by the catcher. Just in case you're brain dead, you'll have Rocco Baldelli standing there to tell you to run.
There you go. Okay. Maybe he can catch the other team off guard better than he could catch a ball.
I didn't say that.
So Tom Foley was named bench coach. Charlie Montoyo is the...
Is that a step up?
Prestige of third base coach.
But is that a step up to be the bench coach where you just sit there and, you know?
I think it is.
Is,
yeah.
It really?
Yeah, because if the manager saw us, you're it.
All right. So
you're second in command.
So for 4 times a year, you'll be able to manage 3 innings.
Yeah.
No, I'm just saying.
Absolutely.
What is, as a guy that played for Team USA, I'd like to always throw you the bone when I can. What does a bench coach do? He talks to the players.
Yeah.
He's the go-between.
Yep.
You know, between players and manager if there's a problem, if there's an issue.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So it's a better job because you don't have to exercise and run from the first base dugout to third base, you know, every inning?
Sure. Okay. Yeah, I guess is a way to look at it.
Obviously, it's not way to become a manager.
It's the I think it's a very good way, just not in your current not at your current ball club.
As long as you need to move on, and now he's not going to be a manager, obviously.
Yeah, he's keeping his spot with Madden. Jim Hickey is still the pitching coach, though. Hitting coach Derek Shelton returns, as well as bullpen coach Stan Borowski and. That's
what's a major league coach?
I don't know. I'm looking at that and I'm trying to figure that out because I thought that's known as manager.
Bullpen coach is pretty easy too. You sit out in the bullpen, you eat sunflower seeds, and you say
you pick up the phone. You pick up the phone. That's all it is. So yeah, we have the rest of the coaching staff that has been lined up.
I know that we don't have much time left. Is it a big deal? And where's Larry when you need him? The fact that the Boston Celtics traded Rondo.
Big deal? It's less of the Boston Celtics getting rid of Rondo. I think it's a bigger deal that the Mavericks were the ones that got him. As long as he can stay healthy, then that obviously
Is it stay healthy? Or I read something that said because it's a contract year, you'll get a well-behaved Rondo. Has he been an issue? Has he been a problem?
I have not heard of him having any behavioral issues. Again, I'm not necessarily the most qualified individual to talk NBA, but I have not everything that I've heard wrong with him has been physical. It's been his knees. So as long as he stays healthy, I think that's the biggest issue, not off the court issues. As long as he can play well with others in the locker room and get along with everybody, then I think the Mavericks are going to make a bigger push. They're going to be able to compete against the Spurs better and try to make it to the finals against whoever that representative may be.
Have you heard the rumor that's floating around as to who the starting quarterback for your Tampa Bay Buccaneers will be next year?
It better not be Winston.
No, not Winston, but it is Sean KO Radio's favorite human being, Jay Cutler. What?
Come on.
Do you think people just start that just to start it? Because there can't be, there won't be, there isn't any truth to that. How would you like to see, and I know we only have a couple minutes left, do you want the Bucks to use their first round pick wherever it may be? You know, if they win one of these next two games, it won't be the first pick in the draft, but it should be. And Jake,
fairly high.
John Gruden said it best. The team that wins the NFC South will be in the playoffs and have a top 10 pick. That's perfect. Like to see them trade that pick, kind of St. Louis Rams style, and get – look, they got six guys on the RG3 trade.
They did. You have to look at who's available in the draft, and I think Marcus Mariota would be a very good individual to use that on. If they don't think he's going to be available by the time their draft comes up, it may be worth that trade because I don't agree with bringing Winston to the area.
You'd have to lock up all your crab legs.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, Joe's Crab Shack might go out of business.
Or do you think he'd have a annual pass for all the crab legs he wants? All he has to do is just flash it.
Well, now that he would be in the NFL, he would be able to have some sort of deal worked out to be compensated. So if that's the case and it's legal for him now, that may work out.
Some of the alleged things would be legal now.
Correct.
Some,
not all. Not all.
Hey, next Friday, real quick. Mm-hmm. Next Friday, we will be doing the show live, not in our bunker.
Both of us
will be.
That would be a first.
I don't know the last time that I was at the WTA headquarters, to broadcast. Mm-hmm. So we have a gentleman coming in. He is an owner of a local restaurant. He's even going to bring in enough food for me and you and Ed, where we will be able to enjoy food while you and the guests talk.
Gotcha.
So Ed and I are going to just eat for the entire hour.
So, yeah, it doesn't matter if there's enough food for me because I'm not going to get any anyway.
Yeah, you won't have any time to eat. You're going to have to run the show while I'm sitting in the back room with Ed.
There won't be enough left.
And just grabbing some food. He won an auction item to come in and co-host with us.
Gotcha.
And he chose next week, so I'm giving you a week to read up on. He's an FSU fan.
Gotcha.
So,
okay.
You need to come up with a polite way to say they have no chance against Oregon. While I'm shoveling food in my mouth, you need to somehow be politically correct in saying there is not a chance on earth that they have in the Rose Bowl.
I need to brush up on my tact and couth, I believe, is the way to do that.
And you could even throw out that Auburn could maybe even beat FSU.
Well,
I'll give you permission to say it.
I don't know if that's true.
What are you, Canadian now?
I don't know if that's true. B, I'm not saying they don't have a shot. I think that they definitely have a shot. I think Oregon may be just a little bit too strong. I think that's going to be a close game either way.
They can't have the turnovers that they've had in all
agreed.
The other games.
Especially like the Florida game.
Yeah.
Especially like the Florida game. Winston has to play better. He can not play like that against a team as strong as Oregon is.
I know that we only have about 30 seconds left. I want to wish everybody a very happy holidays, Hanukkah, Kwanzaa, Christmas.
Christmas, Hanukkah, Kwanzaa.
There you go. All of those things. Adam Sandler will sing a song for you later tonight, I'm sure. You know, I wish you all happiness, health. I want to thank all of our sponsors, starting with PostShare, PressBox, everybody over at the Tan Talk Radio Network for putting up with us for another year. And the beauty is, 2015, we're going to do this all again. We will be back next Friday in studio. Hit me up on Twitter, at Knockout Radio.
At KOA.
See you next week. 'Cause girl, I was made.